a truck driver who had picked up some of the tapes in a truck stop in Georgia was at the local truck stop. "Do you know what time it is?" Raymond asked after hearing the request for tapes. "Yes, but I need tapes now. I promised several truckers I'd get tapes for them as I pass near you. I must get them, so I'll have them when we get together in Pennsylvania." So Raymond dressed, went to the office for tapes, and drove over to the nearby truck stop. And guess what? He and two other truckers had a time of Christian fellowship until 1:30 a.m. Over and over, the Lord brings surprises. Do you like surprises? That was a real surprise for Raymond in the middle of the night. 2 years ago, a member of the staff met two Ethiopian evangelists at a local Bible conference. They were so pleased with the Jesus Said tracts. They wanted many of them. Raymond mailed 10,000 as soon as he could over to them. Now people in Ethiopia are asking for tracts. We had never sent to Ethiopia before. And missionaries from there are taking tracts to areas in the Islamic country of Sudan. For every letter received from Ethiopia, a box of 2,000 tracts with several New Testaments are being sent. At present, about 2 million tracts go out in 1 year, and about 60,000 tapes. The work continues to grow. The Lord brought that small spark He started in the tender heart of a 10-year-old to burn brightly in these 15 years, and it's still burning strong. The Raymond we have been talking about is Raymond Brunk, who is in charge of the tract and tape ministry called Gospel Sunrise Incorporated in Dayton, Virginia. Remember, if you are 10 years old, that's how old Brother Raymond was when he received his call from the Lord. If you would like to help with this ministry in any way, you can write to the address on the front of this tape. Another song that made a strong impression on the young Raymond and still touches him deeply today is the song "From Greenland's Icy Mountains." His congregation will sing it now. Listen closely to the words. Goodbye for now from Aunt Martha.